Okay, I'm going to go to the Emron Intelligence Brief here, and we'll close out the net. You guys may check in any time with me right after the net, and I'm going to call one more time before I close the net for any late check-ins. So with that being said, let me move over to the Intelligence Brief, which is just talking about the T-Rex exercise. Stand by. All right, so I'm putting now this out today for July 27th, 2025. This is for the Emron T-Rex exercise only that happened this weekend from Friday to today about noon. Precedence is routine. Current MCON level is 3. We had the Emron T-Rex exercise this weekend. It started up Friday about 2 p.m. and went until today at noon. Here's a summary of what this exercise is and what's happened according to what if it were true news and Sixth Sense nationwide who are receiving and passing messages over simplex and HF radio frequencies. Remember, this is an exercise only and not real news. This is a made-up scenario for grid down situations, so don't believe this as real news, folks, please. Exercise only. Not many people participated in this area in the radio exercises except for Carol 709, myself, Ron, Jim, and Doug, same people as always, and Ken. That's right, and Ken's in there too. I'm sorry about that, Ken. So let me talk about it here. The intro to this exercise was mentioned last week in the AIB with the following news sources. Remember, this is exercise traffic training only. Source is What If It Were True News. Joint GPS jamming, Babushka and Malastani state level heads announced a joint scientific research operation experimenting with satellite navigation. The U.S. State Department denounced the experiment as dangerous and unnecessary. Also in the scenario introduction, CISA warns nationwide hacking attempts of municipal water treatments. Once again, exercise traffic training only. End of message. My own little source to this is key judgments and takeaways from this exercise, which I derive from all the writings that happened and all the messages. So stand by. In this area of Southern Oregon, Doug was the regional HF director. Ron and Jim ran the ham frequencies and reports, and Ron also passed messages to MERS 3, in which Kimber, Ken, and Carol listened. Kimber tried to pass the FRS, pass over to FRS, but nobody responded. Kimber is myself, of course. Nobody responded on the FRS, GMRS channel 3 frequency. This scenario was made up and it involved, over the weekend, coordinated attacks on U.S. critical infrastructure by foreign actors carrying out low-tech sabotage ops. Now, during the exercise over the span of 2 days, net control stations nationwide participated and reported news on this scenario, which they were given. And this includes the East and West Coast, which involved reporting downed commercial power grid, internet and cellular data infrastructure nationwide, as well as reports of foreigners being arrested at fiber optics cable junctions with destructive materials, attacks on municipal water and Starlink ground stations, drone swarm attacks in Washington, D.C., and strategic U.S. military bases, probable attacks on satellites to contribute to loss of communications, internet, navigation, and national defense. Wow, I'm glad I didn't time out there. This practice scenario was great exercise for grid down awareness for groups as well as families and individuals to be able to get information via radio and realize what your equipment does, what your needs are, and the truth that off-grid survival is not easy. It is a lot of work. For most of us, it's almost impossible, but we will keep moving forward, my friends, right? So once again, this is an exercise only. None of this was real, at least not yet. It was just practice. Be safe, be prepared, and keep your eyes open. Also, as we are in fire season here, as always, be prepared for heat-related illnesses. Check on loved ones and neighbors who may need help. Stand by.